At a political rally today in Knoxville, Tennessee, President Bush delivered a now familiar message. War with Iraq is not inevitable, but the U.S. is prepared to lead a military strike if it has to. The president's remarks today mirror the language he used last night in an address to the nation about Iraq. He used that speech to spell out the evidence against Saddam Hussein and to try to answer the question, why is the Iraq problem suddenly so urgent? Last night's speech leaned more towards summarizing arguments the administration has already made rather than revealing extensive new evidence against Iraq. But there were a few new details. For example, this tidbit.
We know that Iraq and al-Qaeda have had high-level contacts that go back a decade. Some al-Qaeda leaders who fled Afghanistan went to Iraq. These include one very senior al-Qaeda leader who received medical treatment in Baghdad this year and who has been associated with planning for chemical and biological attacks.
President Bush speaking last night in Cincinnati. NPR's diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster joins us now. Mike, do we know which very senior al-Qaeda figure the president was referring to there?
No, John, the administration hasn't identified this figure. Last week, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld referred to new intelligence that some high-level al-Qaeda figure or figures had turned up in Baghdad, but he didn't say anything about getting medical attention there. Condoleezza Rice, the national security advisor, first made a reference to new intelligence about a link between al-Qaeda and Iraqi chemical weapons. This was a few weeks ago. But President Bush was much more clear and explicit last night when he asserted, and this is the key line, I think, we've learned that Iraq has trained al-Qaeda members in bomb-making and poisons and deadly gases. I think it should be noted that when the CIA released its report on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction just last Friday, it did not include such an assertion. And today, the director of the CIA, George Tenet, wrote to Congress saying, for now, Iraq appears to be drawing a line short of conducting terrorist attacks with conventional or chemical or biological weapons. But Tenet added he thought that if Iraq knew that a U.S. attack was certain, it would be much less constrained to use those weapons in a terrorist attack.
Another detail from the speech that caught our attention, the president talked about unmanned aerial vehicles. He said Iraq possesses a growing fleet of both unmanned and manned vehicles, and that there's concern Iraq is working on ways to use them to target the U.S. Is this a new concern?
Other administration officials have been mentioning this recently, that Iraqi engineers were trying to modify aircraft to make them unmanned vehicles so that they might be able to carry chemical or biological weapons. But it's been assumed up till now that these would be used on the battlefield. These are not aircraft that have a long range or could reach the United States in any way. And I've heard no other scenario about how they could be used directly against the United States.
Moving on to the issue of weapons inspections, help us sort through where the president seemed to be coming down. He said before being banned in 1998, inspectors did manage to dismantle extensive nuclear facilities in Iraq, but he also said that any new inspections would have to be very different. In what way?
Well, the president did acknowledge that the weapons inspections had some success in Iraq. He said that inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency had, quote, dismantled extensive nuclear weapons-related facilities, including three uranium enrichment sites, end quote. He did not mention the successes that the UN inspectors had in destroying some chemical and biological weapons. But it's true, Iraq did try to thwart the inspections as much as possible, and the United States now wants the Security Council to present Iraq with an ultimatum that will hold the threat of military action over Iraq if it doesn't comply fully and quickly with the requirements of inspectors. So far, we don't know yet whether the Security Council is going to go along with what the U.S. wants.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome, John.
NPR's Mike Schuster.